Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson Dart, MVP, Scatabue, Offensive Player of the Year, Giants, Super Bowl champ.
You got to book it, right? You know he's going to get Coach of the Year right now, right? Not Nick Sirianni.
No.
Not Nick Sirianni. And I told you guys yesterday it's going to go one way or the other with this Philadelphia team, right?
Yeah.
It took the turn I wanted it to take. I think it took the turn that all of us wanted to take last night, seeing them just get ramsackled by the Giants out there. And Jackson Dart, Cam Scatabue just scored another touchdown, by the way. For those of you scoring at home, this Philadelphia team is not winning the division. And I will say this right now. I am 1,000% more confident in the Chiefs making the playoffs than I am the Philadelphia Eagles at this point in time. 4-2 versus 2-3. The Philadelphia Eagles right now are doing exactly what the Philadelphia Eagles need to do. And that is just fall apart right before our eyes. Back-to-back games, Denver and the Giants, you have now gotten beat. In back-to-back games. Wouldn't they have a three-hour team meeting, Dusty, the other day? How'd that go for you? Did you talk about Jalen Hurts throwing on third downs?
They didn't have that meeting, according to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown says no meeting.
Yeah, he wasn't involved in the meeting, right?
According to him.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't involved in the meeting. But, man, it's schadenfreude, man. Happiness at the misfortune of others. And I think everybody's celebrating the demise of the Philadelphia sports fan today, right?
Well, I mean, you got Scatabue and Fitzpatrick going full Hulk Hogan last night and then bumping chests, bare chests with each other. There's a vibe in New York, man. They're over
really
that
is.
Yankees loss real fast.
Fast, right? Got over that fast right now. And all the world is focused on Jackson Dart. Have you ever seen anybody look at you like Brian Daboll looks at Jackson Dart when he's on the sidelines? I was telling Dusty, I mean, he grabs the man's cheeks and wants to make out with him on the sidelines.
Yeah, he really does.
I've never seen anything like that before. He gazes into his eyes like he's ready to propose marriage to Jackson Dart.
And then you juxtapose that to the three plays that Russell Wilson had to go in for. And Daboll was irate. Great.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Did you see it? Because if he's hurt, my job's effed. Tell me it's okay. Yeah, he's fine. We're just fixing his necklace and getting some more eye black on Anakin. He'll be good. Join the dark side, Luke.
Oh, God. And then Daboll trying to march into that tent when he takes his hat off like he's going to grandma's Sunday dinner, right? Literally takes his hat off at the door and tries to get into that tent. Sir, you're not allowed in the tent, okay? This is not for the coaches in the tent. But, I mean, they hate Russell Wilson, don't they? I mean, my
Ooh, the crowd?
God, everybody. He's just hated by everybody.
That wasn't fake crowd volume when they had him come off the field for one play, 0-for-1 on a completion pass or on a pass attempt, boos throughout the Meadowlands, and then Dart comes back in, and it's like when they do the crowd camera where they put the fan of the team on and everybody cheers, and then they pan over to somebody who's got the opposing team on, they boo. That's the exact same reaction they gave for Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart last night. If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm calling Philadelphia and be like, hey man, you guys need anything?
Yeah.
I'll come over there. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yep.
Somebody says, Scatabue Rookie of the Year, question mark. No, it is going to go to that a book boo.
A beg boo. Yeah.
Max, you get that reference?
Yes, I do. I got to see that. Yeah.
But I mean, Jackson Dart, and not Jackson Dart, but Cam Scatabue made a case with three touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty special to do something like that in a game. And I mean, if it wasn't for the tush push, as Ben Maller said yesterday, what are the Eagles doing? Like, why are people in love right now with the Philadelphia Eagles? They are handling being a Super Bowl champion like most teams handle being a Super Bowl champion. We were so blessed to see the Kansas City Chiefs handle all of this, you know, success like adults, right? The Philadelphia Eagles, man, Jalen Carter didn't play last night. He has a heel injury, so kind of karma back at, you know,
the
missing.
Heel has a heel?
The heel has a heel, exactly. And so a little bit of karma there for him playing. But, you know, a lot of times these Super Bowl champs, man, they spend all offseason smelling their own, you know, writings, and everybody's praising them and how good they are, and you beat the Chiefs and all this kind of stuff. And you put it on cruise control. And we were fortunate in 15 that the Royals didn't do that coming off the 14 season. You know, hey, we made the World Series. We're the Royals. We never do anything like that. Put it on cruise control and just hang out for a year. No, they put their ass back to work and they said, we're going to win the World Series. And they did. And that's what the Chiefs did. They're like, we're going back. We're going back. We're going back. We got a taste of it. And it sure, that's leadership. And that's why I just don't believe in Nick Sirianni as the leader of that organization and some guy who can move it in the right direction, because we're seeing it right before our eyes. These last two games for Philadelphia, man, leave something to be desired. I bet Washington now wins this division, you know? I don't think Philadelphia is winning that division at this point.
Another year, another winner of the division.
Exactly, yeah.
Don't rule out Dallas yet either.
I can't with their defense, man. Like, maybe if they go out and get Trey Hendrickson on the defense to replace Michael Parson, maybe I could think of that. But that Dallas defense can't stop anybody right now.
Emeka Egbegbu.
Who had a harder time pronouncing the name? Gronk there or Chris Jones saying Amaron St. Brown?
I think Gronk.
Amara. St. Brown, yeah. Excuse me for getting this name wrong.
So he's going to have 10 for 130 and two touchdowns against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Amara. St. Brown, yeah.
Excuse me for getting this name wrong. I love Brad in the background.
St. Brown. Yeah.
Get it one more time.
Amara. St. Brown. Okay.
There you go.
For getting this name wrong.
I don't think that's not getting that. That's not like saying like Legarius Sneed not knowing who Nico Collins was, yeah, or something like that. You know, that's, I mean, that's him just not being able to pronounce the guy's name. There's a lot of words that I can't pronounce, you can't pronounce, oh, yeah, Dusty can't pronounce, as we know. Everybody's got those words that you get hung up on. So
Emeka Egbegbu.
And there you go. That's a paid linguist. He is a paid television analyst, and he can't even say names correctly, right?
Emeka Egbegbu.
Emeka Egbegbu. Yeah, it's so good. How about, like, what would you have done this morning if you walked in today?
Emeka Egbegbu.
And he was here. But in all honesty, if you walked in today and the Royals lost a baseball game in the playoffs last night like the Philadelphia Phillies did with that cat airmailing it to home plate, how pissed off would we be today if that happened, right?
Pajes breaks his bat. Kirk Ring, gotta find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away. And the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win.
The pitcher's reaction said it all. Just hands on the knees, head down.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. I mean,
170 games for this.
That's right. Yeah.
It's so much time to go to first. He just panicked.
I know. You could have gone to first base. I mean, this is why they do those stupid PFPs in spring training, yep, the pitcher fielding practice stuff, you know, and we joke about it. Oh, PFPs today. How did they go? Well, how'd they go for Philadelphia last night, right? The PFP work that you do in spring training, that's why we do the work, folks. And that guy just picked up the ball. Just, it was like Little League. He just threw it. He didn't even know where he was going with it. He just, throw the ball. And the guy just tossed the ball into the netting and hit Mary Hart in the face, and the game was over, and that was it. And the Dodgers go off, and they win, and, you know, and now the Philadelphia fan base this morning has got a football team that has no direction and a baseball team that literally threw a ball into a backstop, and they're going, where are we right now? I mean, if you want to be a masochist today, listen into our sister station in Philly on the Odyssey app, because I've seen a couple of their poll questions. Should the manager be fired today?
Here we go.
You know, all this kind of good stuff that's going. I'm sure they'll fire Sirianni before 10 o'clock today.
Well, Jalen Hurts is finally getting some criticism.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's not been good on third downs, huh? Like, what? Why? Why has he not been good on third downs? Is that
under pressure?
Yeah, could be.
I don't know. We talk about how Harrison Butker has the yips. Seems like Jalen Hurts has the yips of getting that deep ball out, because that's now 2 weeks in a row he has had somebody down the field wide open and missed him.
That was
by
a
an
big
overthrow
miss.
By about 5 to 7 yards.
I mean, that was a touchdown yesterday.
90 yards, wide open.
Wide open. Wide, like the Giants blew that coverage, mm-hmm. right? And it happens. You blow coverage.
Of course.
And, you know, you obviously you want to connect on something like that. But, I mean, that guy was wide open yesterday. I mean, there wasn't a safety. I mean, I think the closest safety was sitting in Times Square. I mean, like, that's how far away that guy was from the receiver last night, and he just missed him. I mean, that was a wide-open touchdown. Like, how bad would we be coming in here this morning if Mahomes missed somebody
seriously.
Like that? Like, what would we be saying today, right?
We'd have questions.
Yeah, people would be ticked off. I mean, that was just a bad miss, a very, very, very bad miss. And, like, Philadelphia, can they get it back on track? You would think with the talent in that room, but the thing that they're lacking the most is the leadership, man. They don't have the leadership of Patrick Mahomes. They don't have the leadership of Andy Reid. And that's why with, you know, this rough start that the Chiefs have had, I was talking to somebody yesterday around the NFL. It's like, they're playing great football. They just have to finish games. I mean, and they really are. I mean, when you break it out, when you watch the football aspect of things, the Chiefs are playing really good football. They're just not finishing. And finishing is the most important thing you can do in sports. You have to be able to close out these games. And so that comes with the clutch gene. That comes with being disciplined. That comes with being focused. That comes with concentrating. All of those little things. That's how you finish these games. Both games last night ended because of, you know, they don't know how to finish. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles, if it's not the tush push, they got nothing going on
nothing.
Right now on offense. And then the Philadelphia Phillies last night, you have an opportunity to finish the game. And they didn't finish the game off. They threw the ball away. You've got to know how to finish. And that's the Chiefs' biggest issue right now. If they know how to finish games, they're going to be just fine because they are playing really good football right now.
It's a big if, though.
That's exactly right. No, it's a huge if. That's where your leadership comes up. This is on Andy. This is on Patrick. This is on Travis. This is on Chris Jones. These are your leaders. This is your core group, your conclave, man. It's up to these guys now to flip this thing in the right direction.
This is Philadelphia's schedule moving forward. They play the Vikings next week at Minnesota.
Tough defense.
Then they go right back and play the Giants.
Do they really? Mm-hmm. Is it really? Wow.
I hate when the NFL does that.
I do too. I don't like that at all.
No.
Vikings, Giants, crucial bye week. Then they go to the Packers. Then they get the Lions at home.
Ooh. Damn.
And then they go to Dallas. Wow. And then they get Chicago at home. Then they go to the Chargers.
Not easy. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
Not gimmies in there.
No. And then they get a Raiders team.
Okay.
Probably a win.
That's nice.
And then how about this to finish their schedule? At Washington, at Buffalo, home against Washington.
Whoa, they did it twice with the sandwich.
Yeah, that they did. They used to do that a lot more. I don't like that. No, I hate when the NFL does that. I hate it with a passion, quite honestly, because I don't want to see the same team twice in 3 weeks. Teams grow, teams change, teams, you know, change a lot. And seeing them in back-to-back weeks like that, it's almost like maybe they do it for the coaches to have less work or something on their plate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? That's the only thing I can think of, you know, in that type of situation. But no, I'm not a big fan of that at all. I like those divisional games spread out, man. We've got enough of them.
They matter too much.
They do. Yeah, they really do. To have them like back to back like that, I'm just not a big fan of it. But I got a text from a buddy of mine last night. He goes, "I'm glad we played the New York Football Giants when we did, because you know we got Russell Wilson's last game, and thank God, because the Giants are a good football team right now. That defense gets after it, and they're not playing with any fear whatsoever. That's a cool place to be too. Like you're the Giants, you got nothing to lose. Just go out there and have fun, and that's scary. And that's why they won last night. They had nothing to lose. They just went out there and played. Philadelphia's playing tight."
Jackson Dart's 2-1. His two wins are the Philadelphia Eagles and the Los Angeles Chargers, two first place teams.
Yeah, not bad.
Not a bad start. They are
lost
actually
the Saints,
I mean, they're playing with a lot of adrenaline, mm-hmm. and a lot of, you know, rallying around him, because
mm-hmm.
he doesn't have Malik Nabers.
No.
And yeah.
Wandale Robinson looked pretty good.
Yeah, my buddy recruited Wandale Robinson to Nebraska. I was talking about that last night, and they stole him from Kentucky, and Kentucky apparently offered him a bag of dough.
Damn.
And then Nebraska was able to come in and get him, you know, pre-NIL days, obviously. So, but if you got Cam Scataboo, you don't, who else do you need at
He's
this
fun.
Point in time?
I have him on the whiteboard as scoring 3 touchdowns. So.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't have to
did anybody have Scataboo on
nope.
the whiteboard?
Nope, I don't think so. Would have been nice. Would have been plus money.
Chiefs fans, yeah. We need you to wake up. We got nothing but haters on the text line, drinking a lot of haterade.
Ooh,
it's Red Friday.
Oh,
we
God.
Get into Chiefs football. Yeah, these guys can get bent. Get bent.
Get like, bent.
There it is. Coming up, there's a renaissance in baseball. There might be another renaissance happening in football, but it has nothing to do with the players. I'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.